Welcome to week one of Advent Lectio with Grandview Church. Today's reading is from 2 Peter 1:16-19. We will read the passage three times. Each time, you will be invited to listen to the passage in a different way. There will be time after each reading to make room for listening and reflection. You are welcome to pause the recording to extend that time if you wish. Join with me in prayer. Jesus, you are the light of the world. As we wait for your second coming, your gospel brings us light. Give us eyes that are open to see, ears that are open to hear, and hearts that are open to receive that light. Amen. As we head into our first reading, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and sit with it for a while. 2 Peter 1, 16-19. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father, when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. As we head into our second reading, listen for an image or memory that the passage evokes for you. What rises up in you as you listen to the words? For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. As we head into our last reading, listen for an invitation. What is the passage inviting you to consider, do, or hold in the next few days? For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.